Item number six is the vulnerabilities, risks, and progress on initiatives update.
Thank you. So wraparound Milwaukee residential care center costs are still our number one item on our list of risks and vulnerabilities. We know that we're currently using state GPR funds since the state has disallowed the use of the Medicaid funds in that setting, but those funds are set to expire fully in 2025, but there's kind of an off-ramp to those ending. The allowability gets tighter and tighter until that ends, and we'll need to either backfill that with tax levy or identify other revenue sources to fund that level of care. There is an item in Governor Evers' budget identifying funding for RCC costs, but it's unclear the likelihood of that passing and unclear how much impact that would have on our specific problem in Milwaukee County. Labor market, again, kind of sounding like a broken record. This came up a lot in the dashboard presentation, but we're struggling both internally with filling vacant positions, and we know that our provider agencies are also struggling filling their positions, as we see in our utilization data. So we're identifying opportunities where we can to increase rates, but it's not something that we can just fix across the board in one fell swoop. So a lot of that will also depend on whether or not we see some increased funding in the state budget. Inpatient capacity, you know, we spoke to this a little bit in the previous item. Right now, it looks like things are going to level out just because we you know, the combination of payments between our Granite Hills budget and State Institute budget is somewhat level. But if we start to see more placements at state institutes, that could really, really quickly get out of hand. So we're watching that very, very closely, and really hoping that Granite Hills can staff up to capacity to take on any increase in demand. Revenue opportunities. So we've gotten some really good news about the opioid settlement. We already had been in receipt of one opioid settlement around I should have had the numbers in here because I don't remember them right off the top of my head, but the initial settlement was around $50 million, and we're receiving a second settlement that will be over $40 million. And these settlements are paid out over 18 years, and they're paid to Milwaukee County as a whole. So the Department of Health and Human Services doesn't have direct access to the funds. We're needing to apply for the funds through an internal county process, but we're anticipating that we will receive the majority of the funds through that process. The kind of stipulations on the funds are that 85% of the funds have to go towards opioid epidemic remediation in some way, shape, or form, however we define that, and 15% can be outside of that definition. So a lot of opportunity there.
How much of the $40 million do you think is going to go to the department?
That's a good question. Yeah, we're hoping for 80 or 90%, but so far the way the decision-making process has worked is that they're only making decisions a few years at a time. They're not committing the full 18 years in one go, but we've already received some funding for our medication-assisted treatment programs, and we already know that we have very good outcomes there and can demonstrate good use of these funds. I know there's a recent news story about the Narcan and the vending machines, and this is a part of that project.
I trust we're not competing with the airport on this, are we?
We're not competing with the airport, but the medical examiner did receive a grant for some additional positions and spectrometry machines, if I'm saying that right, so that they can test for fentanyl, etc. I think Board Member Neubauer has a question.
Sorry, Mary.
Yep. So what other areas are being considered with that 15% that aren't opiate related?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think some of that will just go to overhead and other, you know, indirect costs related to implementing this work. We're looking to make the case to use those funds for alcoholism remediation. That was a huge part of Wisconsin Policy Forum's report, and something that we know that we just have had a long struggle with funding because it's not a targeted use under any of our kind of existing grants.
Thank you. That was my question and my suggestion, and I was hoping it was going there.
Thank you. Well, we still have to get the actual funds, but yeah, we're
right.
We're
I understand.
That's moving on, we're still in communication with Sellers Dorsey about potential Medicaid enhancements and waiver opportunities. It's a firm that we worked with about 10 years ago that netted additional public expenditure revenue for our hospital, hoping that that might bear some fruit as well, but it's obviously a long road of working with them and identifying opportunities and then working with the state to actually get that implemented. Lastly, this has been on the list for a while now, but we are seeing some traction here. The negotiated indirect cost rate agreement. So currently Milwaukee County does not have a negotiated indirect cost rate agreement, which means that whenever we get a new grant award from the state or federal government, we can only draw down 10% of indirect costs, which does not cover our full costs of supporting these grant opportunities. So we're effectively having to kick in some of our own funding every time we win a new grant award. But we have been working with the comptroller's office on getting a negotiated indirect cost rate agreement in place, which we could then use to fully fund new opportunities and potentially backfill some tax levy that's supporting other programming.
40 to 50% is a hefty number. I'm sure you've looked at reclassifying some positions from indirect to direct to lower that.
Correct. Yeah, we have a lot of the kind of program management staff defined as direct staff, and that's an allowable cost under those awards. So we think we've kind of stretched the existing criteria as much as we can. I could be wrong, but I believe that MCW is in that ballpark of 40 to 50%.
John?
Yeah, I just wanted to share that the national expectation, I think it's kind of the standard around NIH dollars, federal research dollars, grant dollars. It's around 50% nationally, and that is about the rate that MCW has, because it is a standard kind of national rate. Generally speaking, research loses money, and that's part of how it's supported nationally through that method. So thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have another item, Matt?
I do, unfortunately. I have a few more items. Yeah, we have an item on the fund transfers and just an item on the reserve balance next. Oh, well, in that item, I don't have any more items, so that concludes my presentation for that item.
Very good.